Valentine's Day saw women from around the globe take up the cause of ending sexual violence. From London to Los Angeles to Johannesburg, street exhibitions, dance performances, and protest rallies were all held under the slogan, 1 Billion Rising. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from New Delhi, where revulsion over the fatal gang rape of a 23-year-old student deepened the significance of the global campaign.
The dancing and drumming that reverberated in central Delhi last night were meant to highlight a sobering United Nations assessment that 1 in 3 women in the world, or roughly 1 billion, suffers some sort of violence at the hands of men in the course of her lifetime. Urging people to join the 1 Billion Rising campaign, Indian musician Anushka Shankar, daughter of the late sitar virtuoso Ravi Shankar, revealed in a video this week that she had been the victim of sexual violence.
As a child, I suffered sexual and emotional abuse for several years at the hands of a man my parents trusted implicitly. And as a woman, I find I'm frequently living in fear, afraid to walk alone at night. And, you know, enough is enough. So, join me. Let's rise. Let's dance.
Statistics reveal that on an average, 26,000 women are raped every other day.
Eve Ensler, author of The Vagina Monologues, is the founder of 1 Billion Rising. She credits widespread coverage of both the gang rape in Delhi and the Taliban shooting of the young girl in Pakistan for spurring this global outpouring to end violence against women. Thousands danced in the Democratic Republic of Congo and in the Philippines. San Francisco saw flash mobs that drew people with eye-catching outbursts of dance and theatrics. In Delhi, the campaign's Southeast Asia coordinator, Kamla Basin, called it a fight against hatred and patriarchy that deliberately coincided with February 14th.
On this St. Valentine's Day, we are saying we don't want violence. We want love. What kind of love? Just love. Love based on justice, love based on equality, just love based on mutual respect.
Basin said that patriarchy had united with capitalism to produce the lucrative industries of pornography and cosmetics and Barbie dolls. But makeup and expensive toys do not count in the life of Hakum Bai, who barely ekes out a living as a street vendor. Joining her sister vendors in song, she says she's tired of enduring harassment from police who chase her off the pavement. When we tell them we need to feed our children, the authorities say to us, "Why didn't you ask us for permission before you had those children?" she says. 1 Billion Rising, with its innovative protests, is ephemeral. But the Ford Foundation's Delhi representative, Kavita Ramdas, says it is still deeply meaningful for many women.
This issue of violence against women has been so buried, so silenced, so much about women not showing themselves, not being heard, that although it seems kind of frivolous or like, how can you really make a change, it's so important for women to feel like we can take up public space.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.